Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line.
Hi,
What's the name of
Jessica.
the
My
person
name's
you're
Ahmad.
transferring?
Yes, the name of the person I'm transferring is Rochelle Ward.
Rochelle Ward.
Yes.
Okay, and her phone number?
Rochelle's phone number is right here. It is 773-322-7024.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. You can go ahead and transfer.
She's on the line. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Rochelle.
Yes, hello.
Hi, so again, my name's Jessica. The call is being recorded here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes. Well, no to no.
Okay, and then did you use, excuse me, did you use the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
You have, okay. Excuse me, and then were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of cancer? And I'm sorry to hear.
Thank you. The type of cancer is epithelial ovarian cancer. I can spell it for you. I have a hard time pronouncing it.
Mm-hmm, no
and,
worries.
So when if you want me to
I got it from you. You said the epithelial.
Epithelia, and I'm like epithelia, so. But
no worries.
It's so.
And I'm sorry.
Not
to
a laughing matter, but I'm just. I'm like. I felt like. Okay, but yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no worries. And then, what year were you diagnosed?
September 11th, 2023.
Okay. And. Let's see. Do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
Yes, it's Michael Lowe, Lowe.
Okay, at what hospital or facility?
Silver Cross Hospital.
Silver Cross Hospital.
Yes.
Okay, what city is it? Oaklawn?
No, it's New Lenox,
Illinois.
Yeah.
Illinois. Okay, one moment. Sorry, bear with me. On Silver Cross Boulevard?
Yes.
Okay.
1900.
Okay. Perfect. And then... Sorry, bear with me. And are you currently in Illinois?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay. And you don't currently live or you weren't diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
No.
Okay. And then did you use the hair relaxer more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know how many, and this is best to your knowledge, how many times on average did you use the hair relaxer in a year?
What? Ooh. About six times a year, because it's like once every couple of months. So.
Okay. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then, were any other friends, family, loved ones also using hair relaxer and diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not that I know of.
No worries. And then, as far as the state you used it in, was it just Illinois?
Yes.
Okay. And then, and this is, again, best to your knowledge, but do you know what year you first started using the hair relaxer, estimately?
2012.
Okay. And then when did you last use it? What year, estimately?
September 7th, 2023.
Okay. You said September 7th, 2023?
Yes.
Okay. And you were, for the most part, using it monthly. Let's see. Let me do the math real fast for the total years. So roughly 11 years total?
Yes.
Okay. And were you using it at home or in the salon or both?
No, at home.
Home. Okay.
Yeah.
And you currently don't use any hair relaxer products, right?
No.
Okay. And what brand did you use?
Revlon Realistic.
Revlon. Okay. And then did your let's see. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using it? Yes, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then, let's see. What kind of treatment did you receive?
Chemotherapy.
Okay.
I received pain medication and radiation therapy.
Okay, and what year did you have treatment?
2023.
23, okay. Were
yes.
you, did you have treatments by the same doctor, Dr. Lowe?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, bear with me. Okay, and then next here, the injured party information. So you said you were diagnosed with the ovarian cancer, the epithelial tumor. And then next here, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
My gender?
Mm-hmm.
Female.
Female, okay, thank you. And then can you spell your first name for me, please?
R-O-C-H-E-L. L-E.
Okay, perfect. And then I believe you said your last name is Ward, W-A-R-D?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. Thank you. And then what is your date of birth?
0405-1990.
Okay, so 4-5-1990?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the medical record release forms, what is your social?
3288692888.
Okay, and again, it was 3288692888.
Yes.
Okay, and then is the 773-322-7024, is that your cell phone?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then what is your email address?
yy498688@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And again, that was yy498688@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, and then what is your mailing address?
1113 Palmer, Palmer Court, Flossmoor, Illinois, 60422.
Okay, perfect. And then there would be a medical record to indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor.
I'm sorry, I have another call coming in. I think it's you all calling me again.
Okay. There would be a medical record with the doctor, at
least? Yes,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Then we are almost finished up here. The emergency contact, so we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
No.
No? Okay, no worries. And then, is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay, so bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. One moment.